Tell us a Storm first squad and it's outstanding news, so well done.
Thank you, Andy. Yeah, I'm really excited. Bit of a change from obviously being on the bench and shouting and trying to tactically and technically see the game from that aspect. But yeah, very excited.
Last time you were in the league, it was with Mavs.
Yeah, the last time I actually was on court for an NFL team was in the purple. But very excited to be representing the dark egg blue rather than the purple. Still very much the same people that are in Mavericks these days. So had the pleasure of taking to a court with the likes of Nader, Cam, Rose Morgan-Smith, who were very much back in the days, the starting players. We achieved great things with them. I think I remember back in the day where we actually came third against Team Bath. But yeah, I think that was actually the last game that I played Super League, was the third and fourth playoff against Bath.
Last time as well, I seem to remember asking you about player of the match in that third v fourth playoff, 2012. It's been another year on since then, but is it still as sweet?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a pleasure and, you know, really nice to get recognised as a player of a match. But I think just because we knew what we were capable of achieving in that game, so coming away with it and putting everything that you could into a game as well, it was brilliant. It was cherry on the top.
What about that time working alongside Tamsin? What did that teach you?
I can't even begin to explain what working alongside Tamsin has done for me. Her way of seeing the game, the understanding of the game, is just unbelievable. And honestly, it's shaped me into hopefully the player that I'm going to be this season. Everything that I've gone on to coach and try and put forward has had a large majority of her input.
What did that MPL win mean to you last season?
To win it with the NPL girls. I mean, I was toying between playing last season, and I just knew for the girls in particular that I had still for another year before they went off to university. It was just the right cohesion. It was the right group of girls at that point, and they did everything. They stuck to task, and that moment winning that title for the first time in NPL for Surrey Storm, it will stay with me for my lifetime.
We've seen on the story online, Tanya said it's great to see the progression that our Storm youngsters are making. Is she including you in that? That's great.
I'm not sure I'm the youngsters, but I mean, yeah, the amount of girls that have come through the Storm pathway and, you know, whether or not they're representing Storm or completely different franchises, it does bring a smile to your face to think, actually, do you know what? Their first game, NPL, back in the days, it was with Storm. And you know, the league has grown so much, you know, now with the 10 franchises. It's good that these girls are getting opportunities, but we are starting to really push forward the youngsters within Storm ourselves. So, you know, obviously being and taken to the court with the likes of Emily Porter and Emily Galvin is fantastic, because having worked alongside them or worked with them for the last 2-3 years, it's been brilliant to start seeing them and to get that exposure onto the main court.
They'll be ready for the step up then?
They'll never know until they get that opportunity. And I mean, Emily Galvin was in the squad last season and she proved her point. You know, she stuck to task and she's got the ability to become a phenomenal player.
You'll be playing part of those Super Fours. You get the chance to see Mav, Sirens and Bath early on. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us. Just to have a run out. I mean, we've been hit by a couple of injuries. We've got players coming in. So it'll be really, really nice to just get the whole squad out on court. But also, yeah, it's always nice to get a taster of what your opposition's going to be like and how they're going to play. Sirens are pretty much a brand new squad this season. So their style of play is going to be very interesting. But again, we're willing to take what we can out of all of those games.
London Live, you won't be a stranger to it, but obviously to finally get on court in the copper box with all the lights, hopefully Matt on the MC as well. So what's that like? A bit of anticipation there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the copper box is just on a whole new level, isn't it? It just really goes to show how far netball's come in the last 3-4 years. And it's always such a great experience. The girls, they're already talking about it. They're already really excited for it. But I think it will be Joe. We'll be there to just kind of support and help Joe through that, because obviously playing it against Lightning, that's where Joe's come from. So it's going to be a big team and squad effort.
Over the season as well, you're going to be facing people like Sarah, the Corbins, Jade. What's that prospect like for you as a player, even just to be part of the squad?
Yeah, I mean, these girls I've had the pleasure of playing with at Mavs against. So
and you'll know.
Iskadine and yeah, and Zara. So you know, it's going to be interesting. They've been abroad into Oz and New Zealand. I've been coaching, so it's going to be exciting. I'm excited at the opportunity.
Obviously, we look back at last season for Storm and just narrowly missing out. It's going to be tricky, but that core of Yaz and Mickey and Georgia, things are looking good.
Yeah, the amount of exposure those three in particular have had over the last few seasons has really brought them on as players. I mean, I can remember Georgia back in the day being just in the NPL learning, and to see her now moving from position to position, and now she's really established herself as that wing attack for Sarah Storm. And for us, it's just working on combination, just working on what our strengths are, sticking to task, and just identifying what our style of play is going to be this season.
I think Katie will really relish the fact of being captain as well.
I mean, I couldn't think of a girl or a lady more suited for the job. Coming up through the ranks of Storm, you know, we talk about franchises building and pushing through their youngsters. Well, Katie Holland's a prime example of that. And she has our whole backing as a squad, individuals, and she inspires us on court. She's the one that will get us going. She'll be taking those interceptions, stepping it up, and we'll follow suit, hopefully.
I'm really pleased for you. It's obviously an important part of you as well. So you'll be doing what you can as part of the squad to get into finally one of those final four spots next season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that goes without saying. Our aim this season is to be in that top four. We, you know, Storm bitterly, well, just missed out on
Yeah,
on
let's
it
and... let's skim over that, shall we?
Yeah. So, you know, we are out. We're out with a vengeance. We're out to prove a point, but also to ourselves. And our fans here at Storm have just been incredible. It has been, it's been a change in the last season, and we're just finding our feet again, which is exciting. It's an exciting time.